So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to Day 8 of Part 4. Now, yesterday I was speaking a little bit about this idea of our motivation towards the exercise, how much we see it as an antidote of dealing with difficult situations for ourselves, and how much we see it as a genuine willingness to understand the difficulty of others and to maybe help others with those difficulties by sharing some of our own happiness. I think an essential part of this motivation is to revisit actually something we looked at a long time ago on the Headspace journey, and that's the idea of sort of identification. Very often there's a really strong sense in life of self and of other. And as soon as we set up that idea of oneself and another person, there's the potential for sort of some kind of conflict. So I think when you're practicing this exercise, it's really helpful to, rather than thinking of it, okay, it's me and everybody else and I'm having to take on all the difficulty and they're getting all the good stuff. It's not really like that, you know. There's more just a sense of facilitating something. Something is happening. It's not about me, I as an individual taking it on. It's just a sense of there is a breathing in and this is happening. There is a breathing out and that is happening. And when we do that, it starts to free things up a little bit. We don't get so fearful, so anxious about breathing in difficulty, and we don't get so, should we say, so precious about holding on to the good stuff. Instead, we sort of free up a little bit. The mind begins to relax, to open, and we become more comfortable in doing the exercise. So just watching out, noticing whether there's a bit too much identification with that sense of I, that sense of self, and the sense of other, rather than a sort of a sense of shared space. So with that in mind, just take a moment now, get comfortable. Remember, eyes open. Nice soft focus. Not looking around, but aware of the space around you in the room, or wherever you are right now. And then some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next exhalation now, as you close the eyes, just taking a minute or so just to settle in to the space around you, into the different senses. And now just gently scanning down from head to toe as you become more aware. Physical sensations and the emotional quality of mind. As always, clear before you begin the exercise proper of your intention, your motivation for doing the exercise, and maybe even bring to mind the faces of the people you care about, close to you in your life, who can benefit from you doing this exercise. So as you become more aware of that movement of the breath in the body, rising and falling sensation, just allowing the mind, the attention to rest with that movement, nothing to do, resting with that feeling for the next few minutes or so. So continuing to follow the breath now. Just noticing how the breath naturally acts as a vehicle for this exchange. Without a strong sense of I or me, just watching. As something happens with the in-breath, something happens with the out-breath. No effort required, it's a natural process, it's as though we're just watching it happen. And just staying with that for the next few minutes now. And with the next out breath, just letting go of any kind of focus and just allowing the mind to be free. And as you bring the attention back into the physical senses now, starting to notice the feeling of touch, of sound, of smell, just gently opening the eyes, just taking a moment to appreciate how nice it feels to take a bit of time out for yourself. And when you've done that, when you've been clear in your own mind about how you're going to make this part of your everyday life today, you can just sit back in the chair. And this idea of identification I mentioned at the start of today's exercise, that's something useful to take into the day and as you sort of look for opportunities to apply this particular technique to. Not identifying quite so strongly with our own thoughts. Not identifying quite so strongly with the idea of me, myself, and I, and somebody else over there with their problems, which aren't mine. As long as we're doing that, as long as we have that kind of separation, then it's very, very difficult to meet another person where they're at. It's very difficult to have healthy, skillful, kind of communication with that person. And all the time, it strengthens the idea of trying to build up oneself to hold on to all the kind of good stuff and to block out, to try and get away from all the bad stuff, the negative stuff. But as long as we do that in everyday life, we are always moving ourselves into a place where we're caught in a loop of hope and fear. Hoping that we'll experience certain types of mind, of emotion, of physical sensation, and fearing that we might experience something else. Remember, the real kind of freedom in terms of mental freedom comes from not needing to chase after anything and at the same time not fearing anything arising in the mind. Really having an open mind. In the very sort of literal sense of that term. So just a few things to think about as you head into the day today. But I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 9 of part 4.